Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris. I'll talk to the author about their latest project, where you can find them on social media, and I'll perhaps give you the opportunity to meet them. My guest today is Dr. James Frazee, and we'll be talking about his espionage thriller, The Mosquito Bites. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Susan.
This is your third book. Now, the first two were nonfiction, and they were about topics that were of particular interest to you. Why did you decide to branch out and step into the world of writing fiction?
Well, I've had this idea for this book probably 15 to 20 years since I used to work for a company that did the same type of thing. But since I knew it was going to be fiction and a longer novel, I just wanted to wet my whistle. So I've been teaching bridge for 10 years. So I decided, let's write a little bridge book based on my teaching mechanism, just to get an idea how the process goes. So that's why I did the other two books first, just to get experience.
Now, you also did a quick and healthy recipes from the store, which talks about making healthy meals from what you already have at home in the kitchen.
I didn't know
you were a chef.
Well, let's say I don't know if I'm a chef as much as I like to cook and I like to eat healthy.
Well, I think that's very interesting that you've done bridge and that you've written a cookbook. It's not exactly a cookbook, I guess, is it? I haven't seen the book, so I'm sort of fishing here. Is it full of recipes?
Basically what the book does is, when you look at other cookbooks, they have all these great recipes where you have to make all these sauces and all these different things that you have to buy, all these special spices that cost a lot of money and you never use them. So I try to cook in which I take things that companies have already done and I add things to them to make them better, but yet make them healthy or keep them healthy.
Very interesting. You've just made me want to buy a copy of your book, Jim. Well, let's talk about The Mosquito Bites. Give our listeners a little bit of an overview of the plot of the book.
Well, a lot of the book is based on my own experience in many ways. It starts out that a young guy just finished his degree in college. He gets hired by a large company in New York City who makes pesticides. And he's all excited about his new job. And while he's there, he meets the love of his life. But all of this comes together when he gets a phone call from somebody whose husband used to work there but suddenly died. And they start looking into, well, what caused his death? Since he was a very healthy person, he had a heart attack. They start to uncover there's some secrets in the company that's causing people to get sick and to die, and three other people have died as a result of this. And so he starts investigating, what is the company hiding, and should it be something that he needs to get involved in, and in which he needs to find out and stop this company from destroying the environment, destroying other people, and causing people's lives. And so the whole book is his search to find the truth about the company and expose the people who are involved. And with that, I'm going to leave it because you may want to go find out all the twists and turns that he has to take, he and his two friends, to bring this company down, or if they do bring it down, or if at the end they get him too.
Wow. I love this. I love mysteries. They're one of my, I'm a personal mystery reader, and they're some of my very, very favorite kinds of books because they make you think and they make the reader try to get into the mind of the author and follow the trail and see if I can figure out the mystery before you tell me. Good job, Jim. I love that.
The other thing about the book, there are twists and turns all through and clues throughout the book that you have to catch, and all the clues come together eventually, but we got to be careful because it could go many different ways. So you have to see if you can find the right way.
Well, I believe that you have some travel plans in your future for this book. Tell me about the Paris Book Festival.
Well, I got a call from a publisher that they want to feature my book at the Paris International Fair that's coming up in March of this year, which is very exciting. And the Paris Fair is one of the largest book fairs in the world, in which they introduce books to other countries to see if they want to get it translated into other languages. So I'm one of the 10 books that the company has decided to feature at this fair. So I'm very excited about this being my first mystery novel to be invited by the company to represent them.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I have never been to a book fair of any type. So that's what's so exciting. And on top of that, they're also going to feature the book at the U.S. International Fair that is taking place in May. So
how
I have two fairs coming
you.
Up just from my first book or so. Apparently, they like it.
Well, how exciting for you. I mean, I would love to talk to you after you go and hear about the event and hear about what you thought about the trip. And you've made me have a whole other interview in my head as you and I are talking. It's really fun. What's your writing process like? I know that you have the opportunity to be a full-time writer. And writers' processes, I've interviewed many, many writers, and I always find it very interesting how people get their book to come about. Some are outliners, like I know Jeff Deaver outlines everything to the nth degree before he really sits down and writes. Some other writers will sit down and they do stream of consciousness. It's like they sit down and a movie begins to play in their head, and that's the way they write. They just put what they see using the keys of their computer. What's your process like, Jim?
This is very interesting because I've always been told, you know, write an outline and follow the outline. Well, I tried that. It didn't work for me. So I went back to my career in which I developed computer systems. In computer systems, you always look at the end product first, and then you have to go back and figure out how do you get to the end. So my writing process, I know what the end of the book wanted to be. And so now I had to back up from that. How am I going to get there? And how am I going to have all the necessary twists and turns to keep people's interest until they get to the end to find out what really happens. And so I work that way. Then I go back to the beginning and I start. And one thing I learned, someone always told me, when you write, just write. Don't go back and write and then reread the paragraph and rewrite it and then run to the next step. But just start writing and just write and then go back later and fix up. That keeps your train of thought going in the same direction. So that's my process. So I find the end first and then work how to get there.
Would you give any advice to young writers? How would they uncover their own process? How did you discover yours?
It's very interesting. I guess everybody has to come up with their own mechanism. You write because you want to write. You don't get up in the morning and say, okay, I got to write 5 hours now. So you sit down and you force yourself. If you're not ready, you don't do it. There are many weeks that have gone by while I was writing this book that I didn't do anything because I just didn't have my heart into it. Then all of a sudden I said, you know, I got this, I've got to do it. And I sat down and then it just started flowing. So don't force yourself. And one important thing that somebody always told me that, of course, you don't believe in how it happened, write about things you know, your experiences. Don't write about what you other people have written and try to enhance them. But write something you know and you'd be surprised how your own twists and turns will make it so much better.
You started with nonfiction, and so, of course, I'm curious. Nonfiction first, two nonfiction books, and then you segue to fiction. What's the difference between writing nonfiction and writing fiction?
With nonfiction, you have to know where you're going. You have to know the end. With fiction, you have to know where you're going. With nonfiction, you're kind of writing segment by segment, so each segment has a beginning and an end. By it in its own self. And so that's a little bit different. I wrote my bridge book because I'm teaching bricks. So I just took my teaching mechanism, put it into writing. So I already knew what everything was. Whereas with a fiction, each chapter opens up a whole new different idea, different direction you go. So you have to decide which way to go. So it's a little bit different.
In nonfiction, it's more like research, and you have to do it in a logical way so that it makes sense to the reader. But in fiction, you're creating your own world, you're creating your own characters, you're creating your own situations. And so you're right, you have to make it flow in a different way. It has to flow inside your head. I've written a little fiction myself, and it's a very interesting process. Do you see, when you sit down and start writing, do the images appear in your head? Are you a visual writer?
This is something you said that was very important. Your characters are the most important thing of any book. I could visualize my character right down to the color of their toenails. And you have to get this into writing. And so all my characters, I know exactly what they look like, exactly what the personality, and I had to get that out to the people. And so as I write, I can see the character moving through these different situations because I know them as people. And many of my characters I have taken, the names are from people that I knew growing up. So I get a lot of my friends call me and say, did you use me for this? And they said, yes, I used you for that character. And it's not their personality, but it's their physical look. And that's what helped me through is because I knew these people as people. And my characters become that also. And they become a part of you.
It's true. I've heard authors say that they're sad when they finish a book because they know that the next day they won't see that character or get to talk to that character that they've become so attached to. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, one of the things about my book, one of the characters in my book starts out as one type of person and ends up a different type of person, and it was a very strange in there. I'm not going to tell you how they change or who that person is, but it comes out, and people have called me and said, I would never believe that happened. And the other thing, I ended this book also, so my characters are living on because I'm currently writing a sequel to that which uses the same characters. It's what happens at the end of this book.
Oh, excellent. So you're working on a new project right now?
That's correct, yes.
How exciting. When can we expect the new book?
Guys, again, this writing process.
I know.
I had a goal of having the first draft done by 4th of July. So that's my goal right now.
Well, I know that we've talked enough about the mosquito bites that our listeners are intrigued by the book. Where is it available? Now, I went to Amazon, and I just put your name in, and let me give you the name of the book specifically, and let me spell your last name in case our listeners want to go look at Amazon as well. The name of the book is easy, The Mosquito Bites. James Frazee, Frazee. And I just went to Amazon, and they have a little book search feature. And I just put the name of the book, and then I put your name, clicked on it, and the book comes right up, and there's a little description about it right there, and there's a little excerpt right there that they can read. Where else could they find it, Jim?
The book right now is found on Amazon. It's also found on all the other, in Barnes & Noble's website as well.
Okay.
And it's also being featured in some of the other smaller website bookstores. And again, you just have to put my name, James Frazee, and it will come up. And the way I tell my students to remember, Frazee, it rhymes with lazy and crazy.
I love it. Are you doing social media? Are you doing any Facebook or Twitter? Do you have a website?
I do have my book on my Facebook account. It is actually the picture when you go into, plus a picture of me of the book. I also have a website that is currently being developed. It's called jamesfrazeebooks.com, and it will be probably available within the next three to four weeks available, in which they can order my books that way, plus a little excerpt in all three of my books.
I think that's wonderful. That's wonderful. When the listeners finish, when they read The Mosquito Bites and they finish the book and they close that last page for the last time, is there anything that you want them to take away from the book, or do you simply want them to feel entertained and like they've read a good thriller?
Well, I like the idea that they've read a good thriller and they want to know what's going to happen next. I left it that way. What's going to happen next? Because I said, I've had people send me emails saying, what happens now? We want to see what happens to these characters. But secondly, I'm very much of an environmentalist, and that comes out throughout the book. The environment is very important. So I like people to go away to realize that the environment is important, and there are people in this world who care about our environment and are fighting to preserve it. And that is what this one character is doing throughout the book.
Jim, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for taking time for this interview. We've really enjoyed having you as a guest on Books on Air.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
We hope that you'll join us next time on Books on Air. And until then, read a book. Your brain will thank you.